Hit it. Thanks to Manscaped for supporting Danish and O'Neill. Manscaped's number one men's below the belt grooming with the right tools for the job. Get 20% off, free shipping, and a free travel bag with the code DNO. That's DANDO at manscaped.com.
Do it. Yeah. We're back. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, O'Neill's back. Back off your road trip with Ari Shaffer.
Yeah, and then I'll be
back
on
with Steven, the milkman.
Yeah, the milkman's delivering.
He's bringing his jugs.
Dude, so we went to Detroit, and Ari's girlfriend's brother, who's in a fraternity at Michigan State University, brought all his frat buddies to the second show. And then afterwards, we hung out with these guys, and we had pledges driving us around.
Be cool to these guys. It's my future brother-in-law, so I got to impress him. He's 18.
Ari was hazing him.
The brother?
No, the pledges.
What was he making them do?
Face. When you say face, they got to like put their face on the floor.
I didn't join a fraternity in college. I was kind of a dork, so this is I'm going to do it now.
Of all people, we go. They're all like, you know. By the way, it's hard to judge kids for anything they do at this age. Like just being the age I am now and looking at these kids, like what maniacs they are. Like, they have no control over anything.
Well, their brains aren't fully formed.
No.
They're trying to impress
other
people. Like, they'll look back and be like, what was I doing?
That's why it's like, you can't, anything they tweet, if you're doing sexual assaults, that's one thing. But, like, everything else, you really can't judge anybody that's 20 years old or 21.
Were these guys partying hard?
What, of all people, Ari got thrown out of the bar we went to.
What? For what?
Dude,
Jews allowed?
People are bringing a lot of mushrooms and acid and throwing it on stage.
Does he take just anything?
No, he doesn't do it.
Oh, okay.
He's like, well, I don't know why you're giving this. It's like, what am I going to do with it? I have to fly. I can't bring this anywhere. So he gives it to like one of the kids with the giant bag, and the security guard sees him, and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'll put it in the car. Don't worry. And
these are shiitake. It's for a salad.
That's what he should have said. And then Ari comes back, and the guy's like, dude, I can't let you in. You have this big bag of drugs. And Ari's like, I understand.
You're a middle-aged man giving it to a child.
So he got thrown out. And then the pledges drove us to a kid's mom's house.
So they all had to leave? What, to fuck her?
No, to party at his mom's house.
Is she home?
Yeah, he's like, we just got to be quiet.
What the fuck?
And I go, how old's your mom? And she's like, 50. Or the kid's like 50. And
I'm close to that age.
Could have gone to high school with Ari.
Your mom's a very beautiful woman. I'd like to marry her.
That's what they were all saying. They're like, dude, his mom's hot too. And I was like, it's crazy.
So they were
in the basement. Dude, they had like 12 joints that they pre-rolled of the shittiest weed of all time. I mean, it's Michigan weed. So I'm smoking.
Not only that, it's Michigan college kids are getting. You
Michigan
know?
College weed.
Yeah. So it's like
the lowest.
Yeah. Of the bad. Because you know, there's probably somebody in Michigan who's like, you know, a businessman with money. But these are kids who are like, give me a huge shipment of swag.
Yeah. So then we were basically, Ari went outside to like smoke more weed. So I'm holding court with these kids, just trying to tell them about life. Like one girl's like, I got to go home. I have some sort of lab tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I was like, none of this matters. Like, the best thing you could possibly do is just hang out with your friends, because none of this is going to fucking affect you.
What if she was going to like go on to cure cancer and you...
Well, she wanted to be a doctor.
You told her not. You're like, why be a doctor? Be a mechanic. It's all about the trade skills.
So then we're there, and then I went to go take a piss, and I come back, and Ari's hazing these kids. Like, put your face down on the ground.
What the fuck? The kid's mom's like, what's going on down there? So then, is there hazing?
Well, then they stayed. Then one kid, I felt like a real mom. I was like, there's a kid passed out on the couch. And when he woke up, I go, this guy's going to puke. You might want to get something. And they're like, he's like, I'll be fine. I go, I guarantee he's puking right now. And then all of a sudden, he starts fucking puking.
On the ground?
Well, some guy ran over. He's like holding it. And then somebody put like an ice bucket under it. And so I was like, yeah, you guys should listen to me. That dude was definitely puking.
Glory days.
I know. And then we left, and pledges drove us home. So
how far like away were you guys?
I wasn't that far.
So it wasn't like a crazy drive.
No. But then the next day we were leaving to go to Chicago, and Ari's like, we got to stop by the fraternity at Michigan State. And I was like,
for what?
It was like an hour away.
I want to do a stomp routine real quick.
Dude, it was like we got in there. It was just all the dudes sitting on like a couch, like a huge wraparound couch, just waiting for Ari to show
like,
up.
Welcome him. Is he like a celebrity to them?
Yeah, they all know him from like Rogan and stuff. Okay. And so everybody's like, and then, you know, they ask the classic whatever 20-year-old questions are, which are nothing. And I'm standing there like, all right.
Were they asking if he like fucks a lot of women? And the brother's like, oh.
No. I think they all do the affiliation. But they're like, what's Joe Rogan like? What's it like this, that?
You ever seen Eddie Bravo's dick?
Yeah, stuff like that. And it's like, what is it? Oh, and he's like, you know, I like to smoke good pot. They're like, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, this guy's a real aristocrat.
It's like, sometimes I do mushrooms and they're like, no way.
What? You're middle-aged and you do hard drugs. You're awesome, man.
So then they were like all in awe because he took like a big old bong rip.
Jesus. Like, it sounds like this was his like chance to do college over.
It was hilarious.
From what he says, he was like kind of a loser in college.
I think that's why he wanted to go there. Because I was like, I don't care. I'll go there. But I'm not smoking weed. And like, I don't really have a whole lot to talk. Like, I talked to these guys the other night, and that was about it.
Yeah, you're like, I've got my fill.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to do a Q&A with these guys. They're good people.
It was basically like that. Like there was very little real conversation going on. It was just like some guy would work up the courage to ask Ari some random shitty question. And then I was like, all right, so
he's like, friends with Dana White?
He's like, we'll be in here for like a half hour. So it was like an hour later. I was like, dude, we got to get on the fucking road.
A live Ask Me Anything with Ari Shaffir making the fraternity tour.
And then he's like, film me hazing these guys. And so I had to go and film him hazing these dudes again. And then I got caught in some conversations with some like guys off to the side, and it was just like all pointless.
And they're like, what's LA like?
Yeah, stuff like that.
The palm trees cool. I bet they're awesome.
There were some nice guys in there, but just as a whole, it was very funny to go see it from this perspective again. And you're like, oh yeah,
like a lot of those kids. Like I see high school kids, and I think I'm like, those kids look like they're in elementary school.
They do, yeah.
Kids
yeah.
Just like younger and younger. I guess because we're older, but
it was a. But then we went to Chicago and. We went to Al's Beef at like 3 a.m. They were just locked the doors, and some chick was banging on the door, pretty hot, coming out of like a club. And the security guard's like, can't come in, can't come in. She's screaming. Then she takes her top off and pushes her tits against the glass. And I was like, why isn't this a commercial for Al's Beef?
Did they let her in?
No.
That didn't make him cave?
She didn't, dude, I'm talking 5 minutes. She's out there trying to like get someone to bring her some food out.
I'll give you some beef. Hold on. Open the doors. Ari should have bought her some beef, brought it out.
Too late. We were the last beefers.
And they already took the order.
Also, they turned some guys away, but they let us in.
What did they say?
They look like, we look like two guys that weren't fucked up that were just trying to get something to eat.
What if they already like orders like that better not be for her and he rings it out?
It's not.
They
no.
knock it out of his hand.
Because the security guard was really cool, so Ari would not have undermined his trust in us.
Wow, that security guard deserves a raise for denying the titties. He's like, I'm not falling for it.
But I said, why don't they film their late night antics and do it as a commercial? Like, the beef is so good that this chick is pushing her titties against the glass.
I think they may be putting some sort of illegal drugs in there to make it addictive, and they don't want people to be like, what's going on there? This lady sounds like she's ready to suck dick.
Dude, she was like a crack whore.
That's what it sounds like. She's banging on the window. Like, give me the fucking beef!
Give me the Italian beef sandwich.
No other food options? I mean, obviously, she likes that.
I mean, look, it was like 2:50 in the morning.
Go home and make a Hot Pocket or something.
There was not a lot of stuff available. We were also in kind of a touristy area of Chicago. That's where it was, and it was, you can imagine, it was a real shit show.
How long were her titties on the glass for? And I'm imagining it's cold there.
It was cold, so those nips were rock hard.
She may have wanted to break through the glass.
She may have been using them to cut the glass open.
Look at those. Those are nice. O'Neill, film that.
I saw it. My back was to it. He's like, she just put her titties on the glass. And I go, oh, shit. They were on there. Like, I think she realized how cold it was when she put those. She wasn't dressed like with much anyway.
I'm sure she was pretty drunk.
Yeah. There was, and then right before we went there, we did a second show after the Vic Theater, Vic Theater was great. Great venue. I used to go see concerts there a lot. So it was cool to go up. But then we did Zany's, and there was a guy, I think he listens to the show, so I'm not gonna, Dr. Nova showed up, good dude,
yeah,
hanging out, caught up with him, it was good to see him, but there was another dude who, he was so drunk, but he would come up to you and start talking to you, he'd be like, look, yeah, and you'd be standing there, and like, all right, I'm gonna go, he's like, wait. And then he did it to Ari, and finally Ari was like, he even did it to me while I was talking to Dr. Nova. He's like, hey, Ari wants you, he needs you to sign some paperwork. And then I walk over, and he's like, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to get you out of that. I was like, no, I like that guy. I was like, I don't like this guy. So Ari finally like gets away. We escape this guy. We go upstairs in the green room at Zadie's, and there's like a big door, and you can go out and smoke on a patio that's in the back of the building. Somehow this guy found his way to the back of the building. I don't know how.
The patio or on
it? He climbed a spiral staircase up, and he's pounding on the door, and Ari thought it was an employee, opens it up, it's that fucking guy. And he goes, hey, Ari, what's going on? And Ari goes, dude, it's over. Stop it. And he closes the door. So we're sitting in the green room. Guy knocks on the door for like another 10 minutes.
Jesus.
And he's like, Ari, I got to talk to you. And he's like, I gave this guy an opportunity to speak to me, and he said nothing at all. He just kept going, yeah. And so,
was it Brendan Dassey?
Dude, it was that level.
Hey, Ari.
It was like that.
Hey, Brendan. Yeah, it's nice to see you. Would you get a furlough?
Yo. It was like that. Only imagine a drunk Dassey.
Jesus.
So we hear him beating on the door, and that's when we go, all right, now it's our time to break out the front. Like, we're getting the hell out of here on the front.
And then he's standing in the front.
As we come down, he's like in this like narrow passageway.
Jesus.
And Ari's like, let's go. We got to run. Let's go.
You can't escape this man.
It was unbelievable.
Sounds like Cape Fear and De Niro. He's like under the car.
I appreciate him coming out to the show.
He may be in Ari's luggage. Ari,
dude, I wouldn't doubt if he showed up at Ari's house.
Look at the size of that spider.
Is that a spider?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a hook hanging from the ceiling.
No, that's a big spider.
Are you going to kill it?
Should I do it now or should I wait?
Dude, here's the thing. You're going to turn your back on it and that thing's going to disappear and you're not going to know where it went.
Of all the things in life I fear, I'm not afraid of spiders.
I hate spiders.
Yeah.
I hate them so much.
Talk about something amongst yourselves.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for everybody that came out to the Detroit. There were some D&O fans. Also, a couple guys wearing some Boner City shirts. Oh, dude, hurry. It's making its move. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. That's a fast one, too. Oh, boy. He's going for the kill. It's on the ceiling. Oh, you just got it under your thumb. Oh, he had some guts on the ceiling. Thanks to, there were some D&O fans out at the Funny Bone in Liberty Township, Ohio, just outside Cincinnati. Saw some guys wearing some Boner City shirts waiting in line. Some real old, like faded. These guys were hardcore. Wear
Boner
them a lot.
City's back.
I know.
Adam eBay from the Comedy Store sent us Kevin Tending Barn as Boner City.
That guy's
shirt.
A good dude. I saw him 2 weeks ago, and we caught up.
Last night, I saw the great John Little at the Comedy Store, and Big Earl was walking around with pants that looked like he was in a mariachi band. They have a red stripe down the side.
Shut up.
I said mariachi. Little's like, you look like Han Solo. Look at those.
What are the John Varvatos?
He didn't say it. He was like, come on, man. He knew that we had him. He's like, come on, guys. Be cool.
Maybe he was in a Christmas marching band.
I don't know what he was doing.
Jesus.
But Little was talking. Now he was on the Comedy Store podcast. And Eleanor was like, yeah, we were talking about how John had to move because of your podcast. And he's like, they got crazy listeners. And then, like, literally not a minute later, Earl walked, man, you got your listeners are crazy.
That's what he keeps saying.
I thought Death Squads were crazy. You guys, man. So you guys are doing a good job out there. Keep up the good work.
Every time I see him, he's like, you got to call off the dogs. I go, we didn't call any dogs on.
Yeah, what's he
so
talking
I don't know what the
about?
Fuck you're talking
but
about.
He also goes in the Danish and O'Neill Facebook group. Yeah. So he's, I mean, he's got to call himself off.
Yeah.
He can't stay away.
Hey, I have no problems. They're great fans.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, so it was funny that like within 2 minutes, they didn't talk to each other, but they both had that to say. John Little, new magic trick. I saw him debut two new magic tricks.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
John Little, the magician?
Yeah, he's not only doing the knife trick, he's added some tricks to his repertoire.
O'Neill, if you want to get on these cruise ships, you got to do magic too.
Maybe he had a few drinks.
Oh, boy.
Eleanor and I were talking in the parking lot. Out comes John Little. Don Barris walks over. And John's like, Eleanor's like, Don, have you seen John's new magic trick? I didn't know what was going on. I thought it may have been the knife trick. And I was like, don't do this to Don. I'll kill you.
Yeah. Oh, you want to pretend to stab me?
I'm going to really stab
I'll
you.
I'll fucking kill you.
So John gets in close to Don. All his tricks involve him like getting really up in your personal space.
Yeah, way too close.
So he's like nose to nose with him, like, and they're like bodies are touching. Reaches around behind him. And I'm like, what the? He's like, what's this in your ass, Don? Pulled out a $20 bill.
$20 in his asshole.
And I go, Don, you're shitting. I go, you're sitting on a gold mine. And he's like, I never even knew it.
By the way, that is a great fucking, that's a great magic trick. You do it like the kid with the quarter. This guy's pulling 20s out of your asshole.
It's a new twist on an old trick.
I love it.
Yeah. And it was a good trick.
Is that a John Little original?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask, but he was good. He sold it well. He was around the ass for a little while, digging around. Look at the 20. It all like folded up.
Dude, did Penn and Teller still do that stump Penn and Teller
show?
Yeah,
they may not know how he did it.
Okay, John, our mind is blown. How'd you pull $20 out of that guy's asshole?
So then his next trick, I think this was just an impromptu.
You should put shit on it just to add to the realistic.
Smell the doll. Smell it.
That smell like your shit? What if that's the real trick? Wait, I had a taco earlier and it smells just like the taco I had.
I have a DNA expert. He's going to test it. It comes back your DNA.
What if that's the fucking trick? He's like, I do this. You're not that impressed? DNA tested. That's actual shit from your asshole.
What if he starts like really like rooting around in people's asshole? Like, what are you doing?
What if he's pulling other things out? Oh, here's a piece of corn under my fingernail.
Old wristwatch. His other trick, and I think this just may have been off the cuff magic.
Improv magic?
So he poked Don like in the stomach area, you know, okay, like, and then he farted himself. He's like, oh, come on, Don. And Don Barris, if you know anything about him, does not like fart humor.
Does not like farts.
And
he's like the Dice Man.
And Eleanor's right there. And he really, it was like one. It was like a short, staccato, like bubbly fart.
A John Little classic.
Yeah. And Eleanor's like, oh, my God. And Don's like, wow, that's embarrassing. Like, kind of like, I'll go along with it.
Dude, is there such thing as improv magic?
I think he's starting it.
Dude, that is great. He poked him in the stomach and ripped a fart.
I told him he needs to get into with these sort of tricks. He needs to get a magic act.
Maybe that's his deal, dirty magic.
Get on the cruise ship with the magic.
Yeah. Dirty magic. Come on. I mean, someone from the audience, come up here. What'd you eat from the buffet tonight?
Look at this. It's right here. Fully formed.
Yeah. All over this $20 bill. Shrimp cocktail.
He says a line of people. Look at this. It's a greeting card. How'd that get in there?
Just covered in shit.
So, I'd never seen. I don't know if these are old classics or if he's at home thinking of new tricks to do.
Dude, you know what would be an interesting.
I got to follow up with him.
We got to get him on to talk about his magic career. You know what would be an interesting addition to that? Maybe he has someone guess a number. Then he pulls.
He writes it on the bill?
Well, no. He pulls out a $20 bill and it has the number that they're talking about written in shit.
It's an interesting trick.
It's more of like a schizophrenic comedy act.
He could be the amazing Jonathan Little part two.
He could be Jonathan Heath Little.
A tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the amazing Jonathan. I'm the amazing Jonathan Little.
I'm just a little amazing.
A little amazing John.
A little amazing John.
He can pull the 20 out of Don Barris's ass.
Dude, I wish I would have seen that. Was everyone dying?
I didn't know. Because Eleanor like had, you know, like the look of like, wait till you see this. And I was like, what's going on? I was like, what's this? And so when he did, I was like, what?
How drunk was he?
He said, I mean, you know, as usual.
He's got that thing now where he just has a couple beers and he flips that switch.
Well, I could tell he was a little rambunctious. And I turned to Eleanor and I was like, you been drinking? She's like, oh, yeah. He was like drinking a water when I saw him, like after, because it was after their podcast.
Okay.
But then he threw his water bottle at Big Earl walking down the hall, so I think he was getting a little rowdy. Big Earl's like, what is this?
Time to wrap it up.
Those two were talking like being the mayors of comedy. They're like, remember this room? Yeah, I remember seeing you there, Big Earl.
They both had held office for a while as the mayor of open mic comedy. Because I remember when John Little showed, he gave me the two-handed shake where he would shake your hand and grab your forearm and shake. Yeah.
Guy then, walked up, you know, Dustin Ibarra, he's like a working actor, stand up. He walked up, I've seen him around, I don't know him.
Yeah.
And Earl was like, remember I got you that spot at the Liquid Zoo? And the guy's like, yeah. And then John's like, yeah, I remember you from the Liquid. He's like, oh, what's up? To John, I'm like, you know everybody, dude.
Dude, you forget he's been in and out of this town for over 20 years.
And he's done like a lot of those small those shit rooms. Earl, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Earl's John. The king. I've known John for 35 years.
Those two should do a podcast together.
The old men of comedy?
It would be the greatest four episodes of all time, though.
I don't know if they have a lot in common in terms of like long conversations.
You know what we should have?
You like magic, Earl?
We should have Earl and John
together
on.
See what kind of chemistry they have?
Yeah. Maybe we should we should have a episode of Danish and O'Neill with Earl and John and see if they hit it off.
What if Earl like is great at magic? Oh, I love magic.
He's like, I've been doing magic for 40 years.
Be cool.
Be cool with it.
He was doing the historical roast last night. He was Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski?
With his beard. Unabomber.
He doesn't look like Ted.
He
should have been Ted Kennedy.
I was just down there in the hall, and people walking around. I was like, what's going on? Because like, I didn't know there was any show going on.
Yeah, that could throw you for a
loop.
So
I see people in like elaborate costumes, and I was like, what is this? And someone's like, oh, that's... And I was like, oh, okay, I don't think I've been here on this night.
Is it all the time?
I don't know.
Or is it like a... I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thrown off.
I'm a little burnt out on these roasts.
I said I want to do a future roast where I create characters.
Oh, future people. You're like,
this is President Bob
2082.
Tally Hassman. Let's roast him. And then you just make up stuff about him.
I think I would do it.
Remember when you embezzled money, you piece of shit?
Yeah, you're just doing all this real backstory.
Yeah, people are like, you guys, you know, stick with it. You're not going to know what's going on because these guys are from the future, but we'll explain it.
Or you do stuff that obviously people you would know at the time. You don't even reference it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, he is a bit of a pickle tickler, if you know what I mean. He's, people are like, I have no
remember
idea.
That thing with the kids?
You don't even say it. You just do the joke. Don't even reference. You're like, you guys know what I'm talking about.
It's Dana White was sitting with a known piece of shit, Floyd Mayweather, at the Clippers-Celtics game front row.
Oh, really? Yeah. In L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
Figures.
They were really hooting and having a good time. Yeah. Barrel of laughs.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me. Tell me about beating those women,
me.
Floyd. How'd that go?
Dana and his bullshit.
He always said like he didn't want to be boxing, and he's like leaned so far towards boxing. It's bizarre.
Oh, I know all it. He also was like Tyson Fury. It would be a disaster, but he's a high. All he has to do is learn wrestling.
He's a big motherfucker.
He can learn wrestling in a year. Not like he would learn enough like a Chuck Liddell style of like being able to get back up to your feet. You put him against a guy a striker.
They have kickboxers in there who don't have a lot of other training.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Also, Tyson Fury's fucking huge.
Dude, they have some heavyweights in there lit. Who are so fat and out of shit. It's like, yeah. Not like that division's deep.
Dude.
Take a chance. Dude, remember he put CM Punk in there, for Christ's sakes.
CM Punk.
He's not a professional anything.
No combat sport experience.
This guy's a pro boxer at the highest level.
Dude, and he's built for it. Also,
he's huge. He's a huge guy.
There's a ton of heavyweight fights that never go to the ground. A lot of them don't.
A lot of fights in general in there don't go to the ground.
Like, he could fight Stipe. I mean, Stipe's a good wrestler, but if he could just try to do wrestling defense.
What about Greg Hardy? I mean, he trained a little bit, but he's still still pretty green. He's just a great athlete.
That'd be great, Tyson Fury versus Greg Hardy.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I would.
Greg Hardy just lost. I guess he was really, really crying after.
That guy dismantled him.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It was great to see. I wish that guy would have really, beat the fuck out of him, but the guy's,
Ben Askren called it quits. Couple fights. Yeah. He's like, yeah, maybe this isn't. Maybe the UFC isn't for me.
I like. He's like, I'm not good enough to be at the top level right now. So
and yeah, he got clipped a couple times too. He's like, all right, I'm out.
He did. The Damian Maia was entertaining. I mean, Maia was still beating him, but he got choked.
Yeah, you got to. I think you got to know when to hold and when to fold.
He got lucky on that fucking Robbie Lawler fight.
Oh yeah, he should have been done.
He took more damage in two fights in the UFC than he did his entire career.
Yeah, no, it just shows you where he was at. Probably wasn't the level of opponents.
I mean, look at that. Have you seen Demetrius Johnson's fights in one championship?
Saw one of them.
I've seen him.
Some Asian guy.
I've watched them all. It's just a fight. He is just destroying guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
Just running through them.
Quality of opponents, I don't think, is great.
Yeah. He's like, I'll just make good money.
Yeah, make money, fight overseas.
He already holds all these records, so it's like, what the fuck else does he have to prove?
Yeah. Yeah?
If you want to get your balls shaved up.
Yeah.
Jingle balls.
You got to head over to Manscaped. Let's get that going.
Yeah.
It's here for the holidays. Great holiday gift.
Absolutely. It's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
And you can shave your stocking. Your nutsack is what I'm talking about.
Your nut stocking.
Yeah, the one that holds your testicles. The ones that your parents give you for Christmas.
Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. So listen up. Untrimmed pubes are obsolete. It's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Don't be part of the past. Be part of the future and the present.
Nobody wants tinsel on the Christmas tree anymore.
No.
That tinsel is done.
Shave it down to the bark.
Yeah. Nobody wants anything. They just want a stick. A long stick.
It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0.
It really does make a great gift. If I was a lady, I didn't know what to buy a dude, I would definitely get this because I've used it and I still use it all the time. And it's the best purchase I've ever made from a nutsack.
Look, we've all, we've all been Santa and we've nicked our sack. And the blood's dripping all over the presents.
And the presents spilled everywhere.
And it's humiliating. You got to use the Manscaped so you keep that sack pristine. Yeah. No holes in it. No blood on the presents for the kids.
When you come down that chimney, when you keep coming up and down the chimney multiple times, you don't want anything to get in the way.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why this revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Those are my words. So this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower, which is an added bonus.
Yeah, if you're using the 1.0, get with the times.
It's like using a number one pencil. I don't even know if they make them. And if you're using it, you're using the wrong thing.
who even knows where to find a pencil sharpener anymore?
The Lawnmower 2.0 comes inside their perfect package 2.0.
Did you say comes inside?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be coming inside all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
If you shave your nuts with
well
this.
Well trimmed. Makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. Literally everything you need to keep trim, cut free, and smelling nice down there. Don't use the same trimmer on your face as on your sack. Come on,
yeah.
Guys. Be cool. Be cool. Act like you've been there before.
After Christmas is over, Santa shaves his nuts, but he uses a different razor on his face so that Mrs. Claus, when she's kissing his face, doesn't have to taste those nuts.
And the elves line up for their one Christmas kiss on the cheek.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your pits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. That's aggressive, but that is true.
I took yoga for years just to get to the point where I could smell my own balls, and they're right.
I can smell other people's balls just from their pants.
It's a
gift and a curse.
You a ball sniffer?
No, I just can smell it from my standing up. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, I'm thankful for the Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking.
Yeah.
You can avoid peeling them off like that, the old classic fruit roll-up. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please explain. I'm
talking about making love to your partner.
Okay.
Perfect Package also comes with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs. It'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. The boxers are very nice. I've worn them myself.
Yeah, they are great. I'm wearing some right now.
It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers, the ones with the elastic doesn't even work, to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxer briefs. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
Yeah. You don't want to be with a lady and then when you're done and you're pulling out, you realize that your nuts are sticking to her thigh.
Yeah, maybe you can't even get out. You have to call 911.
That's true, too.
Tis the season to manscape, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Get 20% off the Perfect Package 2.0 kit, free shipping, boxer briefs, and a free travel bag with the code DNO at manscaped.com. Get precision tools for your family jewels at manscaped.com using the code DNO. That's DANDO.
By the way, that travel bag is awesome. Also, it's the only thing I use. I put everything in there when I go.
I saw when you came. That's all you had. It's the only bag you have right now.
It's all I have.
Your clothes are in there.
Oh, speaking of carry on, Ari was late from LAX to Detroit. He goes, I have to return the car and I'm not going to make it. So can you come like check my bag in? So I had to.
What's in?
By the way, I showed up to LAX from my house right in there. You know, they got rid of all the Lyft and Ubers.
Yeah. How's that,
dude? It is. I'm telling you, you don't even have to hit your brakes. Just drive. It's clear.
You drove your own car?
No, I mean I took a Lyft there, but we just drove straight up. They dropped me off. I was TSA pre. There was no line. I'm telling you, from the time I hit the ramp getting into LAX to sitting at the terminal, less than 10 minutes. Then guess what happens? Or he's like, can you come out and grab my bag? So I had to go all the way out to security.
Oh, man.
And then I had to check his bag, and I didn't think about it. I had to put it under my name because you can't check someone else's bag. And I go, are there drugs in there? Yeah, there are drugs in there.
Ultimate prank on you, O'Neill. You're doing 3 years of prison time.
That's what I thought was going to be. So then when I go back through.
You should have dug through his bags and flushed his drugs. He would have been
What are you doing?
That's good weed. I got that for last Hanukkah.
He would have been like, I'm like, dude, I didn't want any drugs. You idiot.
He would have been so pissed.
So then when when I go back to security, they check my bag, rip it apart, test my contact solution. Didn't happen the first time.
Like,
but yeah,
sorry.
I go, I literally, as soon as he showed up, I was like, but he shows up late. He's like the last guy on the plane. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, were there drugs in there? There were drugs in there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. I wasn't really late. I just needed you to get that through there.
Part of me was like, is this some sort of Midnight Express?
First I get Bert high, then I get O'Neill arrested. I'm taking guys down one by one.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt
dismantling the comedy world with pranks.
I wouldn't doubt. Oh, you know who else we ran into? In Detroit, you know who we saw? Dave Moshevitz.
What?
We hung out with him.
He come to a show?
Oh, comedian, former Comedy Store.
Employee.
Employee and paid regular. Moved to Detroit. He looks great.
He's a lacrosse coach, night. Right? For like a prep school.
Yeah, he does like fitness stuff, and he still does voice stuff. And yeah, it was great to see him.
What's he
so
doing?
So shout out to him.
So he's doing well?
Doing well, yeah, yeah. Looks like the same. Wow. Has an age.
Moshevitz.
Looking good.
It's a name you haven't heard.
Good hang.
Haven't heard or thought about in forever.
I know. It was good, but it was good to see him.
Be cool. It's instant Thanksgiving's coming next week. I thought we could get to some autumn. Some styles, you know, comings and goings.
Autumn?
Yeah.
When does winter officially start? Because I don't know. Is this a Jewish thing? Because Ari's like, it's mid-autumn. How could it be this temperature? And I was like, dude, it's winter.
Winter, I think officially is December.
Oh, I guess it is.
Something. 22nd, I think.
I think November, winter, automatically.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to think of winter here.
Yeah.
Per se. But yeah, I think, I mean, it's snowing where I'm from. It has snowed where I'm from.
Yeah, it was cold as fuck in Detroit.
Not cold enough to get your titties on the glass for a slice of that beef.
That's a good point.
I mean, that security guard's like, that's my girlfriend. I'm sorry.
The security guard was like 300-pound black dude, and this chick was like some fucking real cunty, like club chick.
Let me in. Literally need some beef.
It was like that. And then she's pounding and she's kicking and she's like shaking the doors to the point where he's like, hey, you got to stop doing that. I'm going to call the cops.
Courtney was watching with some of her great TV last night. I was just in and around the room, but she's watching Teen Mom, like the original ladies who are like now in their like late 20s and have like kids.
Dude, they're like 30s.
But they're still, dude, these, every one of them has like unbelievable houses from this show.
Well, one did porn.
Yeah, that she got thrown off, I
Farrah
think.
Something?
One, a lot of them were like, well, my baby daddy's on meth and now I have a restraining order. Some of them have numerous baby daddies. They're like, this is his father. This is his father. This is his father.
Do you think they thought if I keep having kids, they'll keep putting me on the show?
I just think they're that dumb.
They all have really nice places.
Oh, I'm talking like mansions. I mean, they live in the middle of nowhere, but I'm talking mansions for having a kid just underage. That's all they've done.
Dude, it's what a sad thing.
To teach kids.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, get pregnant. And then you know how many people are like, can I get on the show? And they're like, no, sorry.
I bet you a ton.
Because they're doing a new season now, like the new era.
You shouldn't show the other people and be like, look how good they're doing now.
Because we're paying them. And the producers exploit. This girl's having like a legit nervous breakdown. She's like, I'm off my meds. And they're like, the producer's like, come on. Just come. We need you to get it. Come on, do an interview on the show. And it's like, you scumbags.
Dude, I can't take it. I can't take that anymore. Like the fucking drama that they stir up.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then they fucking
ruin these people's lives.
Ugh. And maybe they have money, but they're fucking dumb. Also, I hope they save it because this is it.
Like, yeah. No,
their run is pretty much done.
The one that what made me think of it, though, is when I said literally for millennial, this girl goes, I'm literally about to lose my shit. And I was like, pause it. And I go, you realize she just said she's about to shit her pants. Like, that's what that means. I don't think she realizes that's what that means.
Literally.
That's what she said. I was like, she doesn't understand what literally means.
That's great. I'm about to lose my shit. Literally.
She was talking about her dog was like dying and she like got the call and she like freaked out.
Oh, maybe she was literally going to shit her pants.
I guess.
I have to go to the bathroom because I told you I'm literally.
Does anyone have a diaper? I warned you. Yeah, and some of these people are fucking like the inner cast that always happens on these shows. Like one guy was trying to fuck this other lady.
Wait, like a baby daddy from the
hooked up with another of the moms.
What's up with this incestual MTV shit?
It's just who you're around, you know? They see each other at these like meetups and what have you. Dr. Drew interviews them all at the end. And
really?
He's in on it.
You know. I don't know about Dr. Drew anymore.
As it goes on, you're like, as a medical doctor, he does some peculiar things.
Yeah.
I mean, he says now he's kind of distanced himself from being a medical doctor, finally.
He's an entertainer now.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm on fucking Teen Mom reunion every year.
Like, imagine going to see him as a doctor. Dude. You're like, wait, dude, I just saw you on Teen Mom.
Who distances themselves from being a doctor? By the way, I just want to let you know, this whole doctor thing, yeah, I'm not into that anymore. So don't put that label on me.
He was a biology major in college, theater minor probably, because he loved to perform.
No, he was.
Oh, he really was.
Oh, no, no. He came out to be an actor.
Okay, I didn't know that.
He's an opera singer, too.
Because I remember he was on Stern, and Robin, who I think is a bit of a narcissist, was like, you're a narcissist, Dr. Drew.
Oh, she told it. Yeah, didn't she take a test and she was the highest of everyone on Stern?
Yeah, and then I think, and then she's like, but you are too. And he's like, oh.
Well, yeah, he originally tried to get in the entertainment business.
Okay.
That's why he did the Love Line and all that stuff.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's why he sings the national anthem at Ellis Mania.
Is that why he like maintains his jacked physique in case anyone's like, we need you for a role?
I mean, I don't know if it's for a role, but he's a personality now. I mean, he does a lot of shit.
He's on Tom Segura's podcast network.
Oh, so let's be honest. Celebrity Rehab, that wasn't good for any of those people.
No.
Like, it was terrible. Like, they were drumming up drama.
Filming you at, like, your worst point of your life.
Yeah. And then
and getting ratings off of it, and I get paid for it.
And putting other people in there that are going to stir the pot. During recovery, you shouldn't have anybody stirring the pot.
They say, like, during recovery, you shouldn't even, like, talk to the opposite sex. Like, you should be so focused. And I was like, eh.
Instead, they put, like, a hot actress with some fucking other hot dude actor. And then they're like, I wonder what's going to happen here. Super horny people coming off drugs.
Put Dennis Rodman in. He's a porn star whose, like, life is in fucking... the shambles.
Oh yeah, I wonder what real doctors think of Dr. Drew. Even Dr. Ken is like, what the hell is this guy doing?
He's like, I do stand up, it has nothing to do with medical stuff. Or Dr. Matt Eisman from what's it called? American Ninja Warrior. He's another doctor comic.
I saw him last week.
Dr. Ari Shaffir is a doctor in mushrooms.
I gave it to myself. I'm like Dr. Dre, but
dude, you wouldn't believe how many mushrooms were collected after this harvest.
Is there like a guy? Like, is there a guy like with a broom like during the set, just pushing him into the side,
sweeping him into
it? I can't walk up here. I'm gonna turn an ankle.
Ari literally has like a lacrosse thing where he's catching mushrooms.
I heard he wears like a goalie mask because he's been getting hit in the face too much.
Dude, the bags. He's just like, I can't. I appreciate the sentiment, but like, what am I gonna do? Like, literally, He's like, thank you, good night, and then just a bag of mushrooms flies up on stage.
Are people like sitting in the balcony of like t-shirt cannons trying to reach the front?
I think the Vic Theater was a little classier. There was one guy on the front that was slamming his hand on the stage.
Was it James Painter?
Dude, it was probably his father.
I would have stomped his hand and say, hey, you take your laughter off of the stage.
I was trying to control the guy because we used the spotlight. For the first time, it's pretty cool. You just have the spotlight, the real like theater.
Yeah, just dark.
But it's the only thing you could see is the front row, very front row. And this guy happened to be in there, and I knew he was gonna be trouble. So I was trying to fucking humiliate him in front of everybody. But he loved it. He just loved the attention.
Some people love it. Some people like don't. Even if it's negative, they don't care.
He's like, oh yeah, man.
Last night in the OR. It's a little sparse crowd. His show's running an hour behind. My spot wasn't early to begin with.
Didn't John Little proclaim comedy boom is over?
John Little did in the hallways. Like,
what is he talking
like
about?
Like the British were coming, was proclaiming the boom's over. Bubble's bursting.
It's fucking Paul Revere.
Yeah. So there's a woman sitting in the on the front table. There's no one there, but she's, you know, those were her original seats. She's sitting in the corner. And I was like, who's sitting there? She's like, oh, this is my boyfriend's seat. I was like, all right. And then some guy's like just drunk, like middle back, but I can see him, fat guy, pretty youngish, but he's like, you know what, fuck it. And he just starts walking to the front.
You're like, no, we don't need it that bad.
Because I like said, like a guy like way in the corner, I go, you were in a fine seat. You don't need to move. Like you were fine.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we go. He sits in the boyfriend's seat. I go, hey man, she's got a boyfriend. He's coming back.
Wait, he sat right next to the lady?
Yeah. And he's just like, eh, it's fine. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he sits, and the woman's like, help yourself. The guy starts drinking his drink.
What?
This guy,
she's cool with it.
She kind of encouraged it, but like I think thinking he wouldn't do it. And he just goes, he chugs it like it's a mixed drink. He drinks it down to the bone immediately.
Was this the situation where like the chick was like, I can't wait for my boyfriend. He's like a hard ass to come back and beat the shit out of this
guy. She was Australian, so I don't know.
Maybe just full party all the time.
Yeah, those guys
hard. So I was like, this may not be in my mind. I was like, it'd be funny if he does like hit him or something. But like, at the same time, I don't really want to deal with it.
He drank his whole beer.
Drank the whole. It was a mixed drink. Drank it down to the.
Those are expensive.
Drank it down to the bottom.
It's like $18.
So the guy comes back. I see. I go, you her boyfriend? He's like, yeah. And then I go, yeah, this guy sat in your seat. He drank your drink. And the guy's like, what? He thought it was like, fuck. And he's like, looks. He's like.
He did.
So then the guy slides over one seat. He starts touching it. I go, hey, man, I wouldn't touch. The guy, and the Australian guy grabs the glass. Like, this stands up, raises the glass. Like, you may hit the guy. And I go, whoa, whoa, okay, man. Like, be, and he's like, and he like settled down and sat. I don't
was
know
he
what
just
he
was. Cheers at him, or was he really going to hit him with the glass?
I don't know. I was like, hey, man, like, just take a seat.
Dude.
Then the guy's like, oh, I'll buy you a drink. I'm like, and guess who like disappeared halfway through? Yeah. I go, you ain't seeing that drink, my friend.
Dude, late night comedy is not comedy at all.
Then the two Australians were talking full on, and I was talking about them, and they weren't even reacting because they were so enthralled with their conversation. God. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, we're trying to figure out how to get some money to pay the bill. Like, they didn't have cash or so, or they must not have a credit card, or the credit card maybe got declined. I was just like,
Jesus
figure your
Christ.
Shit out. What the fuck? I go, you realize you can go somewhere else and talk, right?
Dude, pay traveler's checks.
I was just like, what the fuck? This guy was great, though. He was like a Goomba 25-year-old, like, Jersey Shore type, who's just like, hey, you know,
that's
have a drink.
A bold move.
I go, dude, if this guy comes back.
You don't know who it is.
I go, you're fucking Goldilocks, and you're in his bed. You're drinking his drink. You're drinking his milkshake.
Could be Josh Barnett. Do some catch wrestling.
Israel Adesanya was there recently. He'd be drinking his fucking drink.
Yeah, you better
get a kick to the face, man.
Dude, that's the problem with L.A. Is like,
could be John Little, who's crazier than both of us.
Probably
guys.
Worst guy ever. He goes, hey. Look at this $20 I found in your asshole.
Yeah.
Look at this piece of glass I found in your fucking carotid artery.
Look at this fist. It's in your eyeball. Now your orbital's broken, motherfucker.
Look at this knife trick. Yeah, I stabbed you right in your face.
You farted, and now you just shit on your own face somehow.
Yeah, open your mouth. You full of shit in there.
Speaking of Dr. Drew, speaking of shit, this is a file. We did a brief mention of this on Beach Cops. I don't think we've ever done a story from there and here, but I think it.
First time crossover.
First time crossover. It's showing you what you could be missing, too, on Beach Cops.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a preview.
Is this a hot bucket of diarrhea?
It's a hot diarrhea follow-up.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know about it, a lady in Hollywood
Boulevard.
She
was in her car. I didn't realize that.
She was in her car?
Pulled out of the vehicle.
Oh, some homeless guy sets down his bucket of hot diarrhea.
Pulls her out of the vehicle.
And then pours
it all over.
A tremendous amount of hot diarrhea. And she said it was hot, like scalding hot.
She did mention the hot. We'll get into the fine details here.
So now you're all caught up. So
yeah, I've never seen like freeze-dried diarrhea or put in a freezer. It's interesting that because most of it you'd think is outside. It's going to be warm.
Well, but she said it was hot. So
like,
I thought
it was cooked, like...
Yeah, I think he had a cauldron of diarrhea that he was just stirring.
I think he had one of those lighters that like meth addicts, like the...
Oh, like the butane?
Yeah, and he was just heating it underneath it like a crack pipe.
Dude, you know how long the way she put it was like even the paramedics were like, he's been saving this diarrhea up. He's been like accumulating it because they were impressed and shocked at how much diarrhea was on her.
So this woman's name sounds made up or like it could be in porno or both. Heidi Van Tassel.
Whoa. Sounds like an aristocrat.
Heidi Van Booby Tassel. They invented the booby tassel fortune.
Can you imagine if they're like the guy who invented the styrofoam cooler.
My great-grandfather invented the booby tassel. Oh. Now we're billionaires.
And by the way, at the end of this article, let's not forget, what's the top... like, give me something worse than diarrhea that you'd rather have dumped on you.
Like blood, I think it could be the only thing.
I'd rather have a hot bucket of blood than I would die. All right, let's go.
So she recently sat down to discuss this with Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's cashing in on the hot diarrhea bucket market.
Time out here.
He's the Barbara Walters of diarrhea bucket.
Why
story.
Did Dr. Drew interrupt? No, he did not.
I swear to God.
No way.
This is real.
She did a follow-up interview
with
Dr. Drew about the incident. What is there left to talk about? Guy dragged me out of a car, had a huge bucket of diarrhea, dumped it on me, case closed.
This is for Dr. Drew's Midday Live on KABC Radio.
Wait, this guy does a radio show? He also does a show on Your Mom's House.
He's like a Seacrest. He really does. I think some of these people just want to work every hour of the day.
Man.
Dr. Drew predicted LA is going to see a rise in similar sensational crime. I don't think this is that sensational, to be honest. So I think it's bad.
He's saying there's going to be copycat hot diarrhea.
He said committed by homeless people, many of whom have untreated mental illnesses or substance abuse disorders. He's saying like we haven't seen the last of his homeless insanity. I've always treated, be honest, homeless people. I keep my distance because all it takes is, I mean, they could punch you. They could attack you.
Dude, I got stabbed in the hand when I shook a homeless guy's hand in Chicago 20 years ago.
That was John Little, a young magician trying to learn tricks. I stabbed you right there.
He poked me. To this day, I don't know if I have anything, but I hope I don't. But yeah, dude, you got to steer clear.
Yeah.
Give them a wide berth.
Yeah. I mean,
carrying a bucket. She was in her car,
but she, you know, have the doors locked. Hollywood Boulevard. A lot of riffraff.
I don't have a sunroof because I don't want anyone to throw anything in, and I don't leave my windows down very hard, like far when I'm passing through certain areas.
I drive an armored truck for this
like
reason.
Like a Brinks truck?
Yeah. I think I've told this on maybe Boner City, but I was walking home from the Comedy Store years ago, like 2 in the morning after a work shift.
Yeah.
And there's one area that is like the trees like canopy, and it's dark. There's no lights. And it's me, and then at the other end, like a gauntlet, is some crazy fucking homeless guy. And he just starts bull charging me full sprint as hard as he can. I ball up my fist. I'm like, I may have to punch him. I don't know what's going to happen. He stops like an inch from my face. And he's like, I think he yelled. And he's like, I got you or something like that. And I was like, okay.
Good one, buddy.
And I sidestepped
him. That's a great one.
Sidestepped him. And I was like, good luck to you. Have a good one. See you later.
Oh, Abby had one the other day when she was walking. She said this guy must have been day one homeless because he still had a lot of cockiness. But he was pushing a cart, clean clothes, put his hand on her hip. Jesus. And he's like, hey, baby. And she goes, get the fuck away from me.
Jesus. Yeah, so Dr. Drew says this is here to stay.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. If I see any homeless guy with a bucket.
Kick it out of his hands.
Yeah. Well, it could splash on you. Just run.
Dr. Drew said these kinds of random attacks that seem truly crazy and violent are going to increase in frequency because the people are deteriorating and our streets are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. It's the sort of dramatic stories that finally captures people's attention. So he's like, this hot bucket of diarrhea is finally getting people's attention.
But people have been homeless for decades. Why is it just now coming to a boiling point?
Yeah, I don't, it seems though like it's worse than ever, at least here.
There's more homeless people for sure. But also, I don't know. We've seen crazy homeless people doing a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah, coming to the Comedy Store
for years.
It's been going on for, they perform comedy there.
Yeah.
Van Tassel said this incident occurred 6 months ago. It made national headlines last week after a local television station broadcast an investigation on LA's growing homeless epidemic. The report revealed that a vagrant dragged Van Tassel out of her car, doused her with a bucket of hot diarrhea, in quotes, near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She said his face was so scary because he didn't say a thing. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to get raped or stabbed.
Wait, right on Hollywood Boulevard, like in the middle of the day?
Nobody
would have helped you?
Yeah, she was frightened. Said he pulled me out by my shirt into the street, and he proceeded to pour what looked like a bucket that you wash your floor with. But on the outside, it looked like an old Folgers can. What, he put Folgers around the wash bucket?
Don't worry. This is just a giant Costco-sized
sponsor.
Folgers can.
I have a sponsorship deal. Don't worry about it. She said it was full of his feces, and it was liquid. I say hot because it felt hot on my face. He kept pouring and pouring it on me, and then he ran away. What was it, like an endless bucket?
Dude, you know the best part of waking up.
Can I use that bucket? That's an endless bucket. That's a good trick.
Endless bucket of diarrhea?
That's a great trick.
What is that, at Chili's?
I got diarrhea. I could do this trick.
Dude, the best part of waking up is diarrhea in my face.
All over my body.
Folgers can.
Oh, man. Folgers
best
like...
best part like, of waking like, up.
She couldn't have said another brand. She had to say Folgers.
Maxwell House. Anything.
Starbucks.
Juan Valdez. Whatever brand was that?
She said it looked like some old Folgers that was left in the coffee maker for 4 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
This is her transcript. She said the police came and detained him, and then the firemen came. I had to have all my clothes peeled off of me because I was soaked. They put it in a bag that they've probably burned or something. Dr. Drew said, yeah, biohazard bag. He's like, yeah, I got this. She said they had to hose me down. They made a makeshift curtain. It was insane. I got hosed down on Hollywood Boulevard. She got hosed down twice. Hosed down once by a diarrhea bucket.
And then what does she do? Get back in her car naked?
They must give her blank. I don't know. They take you to like a Hollywood Boulevard store and they put you in tourist clothes?
You would like if that happened to you, you would have to call the cops because you would have to have somebody like you couldn't get in your car. Homeless diarrhea?
Do they give you like a hepatitis? They must screen you for something,
I'm sure,
right?
She had to go to the hospital.
The crazy thing on that is like you can't sue any. It's a criminal thing. Like there's no lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like it's just like.
Is that assault with a deadly weapon?
It's assault with deadly diarrhea.
Hot diarrhea?
They're like, what if it was cold? Balding? Cold, it's a misdemeanor. Hot, that's a felony.
What if it was burning your skin? It's so hot. Or it's diarrhea?
Like, or it was like the guy ate such like garbage that it was like acidic. It was like eating your skin.
It was all peppers. It was all jalapeno
diarrhea. She had to have puked right there, right?
Well, I would, for sure.
I think I would pass out.
I would puke watching the guy do it to her.
Ugh.
Also, that's like
people
a situation.
Were like, look at this show. Look at this Hollywood Boulevard attraction.
This new stunt show. Dude, also thinking about that, like, I don't know how could you help that lady out? You know, like.
You do it from a distance. You're like, I'll call 911. You stay there. No, don't walk to me.
Who has a 10-foot pole?
Don't walk to me.
Anybody have a long stick?
Don't walk. I said, don't walk to me, please.
Oh, my God.
She's like, let me get in your car. No.
Dude, I can't think of a worse attack. This is worse.
This is terrorism.
The only thing worse is that acid attacks that they do.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad.
It's domestic terrorism.
I'm not going out of the house. This is what we have on our streets.
It sounds like those kids who got that manifesto at like Berkeley, the white supremacist manifesto, and people are like, even white kids are like, I'm not leaving my apartment. Too scared.
Dr. Drew claims it's dramatic, but it's not unusual. What? There's diarrhea attacks happening every day?
Dude, have you ever heard that song? It's not unusual to get hot diarrhea in your face. It's not unusual.
He said he could have just as easily acted out on himself or somebody else in some sort of paranoid state. This isn't unheard of. The problem is if you leave people with those illnesses on the street to deteriorate, they will deteriorate.
Well, he thinks that he was going to dump it on his own head.
He said these are totally treatable conditions.
Yeah. No, we get it, dude. I know that. But what are you doing to try to help?
Yeah, I don't get like why he thinks he's breaking new ground. Like he's saying fairly obvious. I mean, I guess not everyone. There are politicians who don't believe this, but...
I mean, most do. I mean, pretty much everyone's like all a lot of people. It's drug addiction and mental illness, or a combo of both.
What do you do to adults though, who refuse any treatment?
The whole reason why we don't have mental health care anymore, like public, because people were being involuntarily locked up against their will and drugs, so they closed it down.
Slippery Ronnie Reagan didn't he?
Yeah, there was a guy who like exposed. There was a big thing where a guy exposed it. Turned out that guy might not have been telling the full truth. Where he and like some students went undercover to go into loony bins, and
I think I heard
they were kept there.
They were doing like crazy shit, weren't they?
Yeah, it turns out some of the stuff was some of he. You know what he did? He only took the horror stories, and some people are like, nothing bad happened to me in there. And he excluded those. And because of that, they closed down all of the fucking facilities, which now has led to like, since that time, homelessness has exploded.
And now it's diarrhea attacks in the street. This guy.
You know what they call Hollywood now? Diarrhea town.
To be honest, it really is diarrhea. Anyone who lives here doesn't go there.
I stepped in human shit.
I got to, Don Barris should be careful. He works over there.
He works with a lot of...
Nobody else who works in that area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get a hot bucket to the face. He would kill the guy.
He would murder somebody.
And he would beat him to death with the bucket.
Yeah.
He'd put it on his head and just kick the bucket until the guy died.
He would be licking
the
diarrhea.
You're going to kick the bucket because I'm kicking this bucket.
He'd be licking the diarrhea being like, oh, you think this is... You fucked up.
Van Tassel said there should be help for the victims of these crimes. As she's like, hey, fuck the homeless people. I need help.
Hey, Drew, go fuck yourself. What about me?
She said she's still coping with the trauma. That'd be nightmares for the rest of your life.
I think that would be one of those things, because there's nobody with a similar story that could relate to you.
Well, and there's no reason for it. You want like the reason where you're like, oh, okay, well, I did this, so that's why that happened. But this is random.
I would rather be beat up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jumped.
Because then you could be like, all right, you could probably get over that in like a little bit of time.
She's a lone wolf on this. There's no support group for diarrhea pourings.
No. John Little's like, You can come to my, just, I suffer from diarrhea chronically.
I actually had a diarrhea related incident where a lady left me because I had such violent diarrhea. Similar situation.
A PTSD. I called the cops.
Yeah, he's got post-traumatic diarrhea syndrome.
According to NBC4, Van Tassel's assailant was identified. I don't know if this is his real name. Jeer Blessings.
That's not a real name. Nobody's last name is Blessings. Blessings? Jeer Blessings?
Maybe he's like a shaman. He was giving her diarrhea blessings.
That's not real.
He baptized her. Blessings? With diarrhea.
Blessings? Hey, Frank Blessings. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm Pastor Blessings.
Jeer.
This is my deacon sermons.
Dude, what was his ID written in shit?
I think it was tattooed on his ass.
Hey, John Little, don't do the $20 magic trick.
On Jeer
Blessings. You got something in your ass. You got something in your head. It's my diarrhea.
Yeah, take a
from
look.
From the bucket.
I had a lot in my... No, he's like, I have a lot in my ass, and it's about to come out
on
your face.
Oh, my God. Does that guy get his bucket back when he gets out?
Yeah, they put it in the whole thing for him.
They put it in the envelope when he checks out.
Here's your bucket. We kept
the bucket.
We didn't wash it out. It's exactly how you left it. He was described in public records as a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders.
Mm. That's a shocker.
It was on his homeless trading cards on the back.
Dude, they really should have homeless trading cards. We should get homeless trading cards.
Jeer Blessings. Special weapon. Hot bucket of diarrhea.
Secret weapon.
He was charged with battery, taken to jail, sent to a mental health residential facility for 2 months, and is now back on the street.
Shut up.
After being deemed mentally unfit to stand trial. So there you go.
So he's back on the street with no help.
Go on out, back on out there. Take your bucket. Have a good time. You can't stand trial. Enjoy.
Dude, this is why I don't take Hollywood Boulevard home anymore.
You got it. Hot diarrhea. Come and get it.
Can you imagine if that guy dumped hot diarrhea on Brody?
Why would you do that?
You
get it. Jeer Blessings. That's not a blessing. That's a curse.
What did you have? There's corn in here.
This smells. Why is it hot?
Yeah. What microwave did you use? What brand? Is it good?
I think we could do a whole show of comics reacting to getting
Sebastian?
This guy?
What?
Diarrhea on the head?
You heated it up?
Did you cook it?
What are you?
Anyone else see this?
He drags me out of the car?
Jesus, Jeer Blessings.
What about a milking? This guy's dumping diarrhea on me?
I can't even get a milking and I can get a bucket to the head? Jesus.
Hey, Jeer?
You need mushrooms? They'll treat your disorders?
Yeah, this diarrhea thing is water under the bridge.
It's diarrhea under the bridge, technically. But.
I have a friend, Bert. I would like you to diarrhea him.
Huh? This guy's CIA, bro. He's trying to take me out via diarrhea, bro. Huh?
Be cool. Jeer.
Jeer.
That's Jeer? Not my.
Be cool, Jeer. I don't know.
That's not my life anymore. I don't do diarrhea.
I used to get money to be had diarrhea thrown on me. Not anymore. Be cool. Act like you've been on Hollywood Boulevard before.
And call off the dogs.
Yeah, I like it. John Little steers into it.
Hey, I got news for you. I got a bigger bucket of diarrhea in the trunk of my car.
Wait till I'll come back. He would come back. You stay here a lot? I'm coming for you, Jeer. He gets in a war with the guy. Jim Painter would go, he would sniff it. Not that bad.
I like it. Yeah. You have any more buckets? Only one?
David Taylor, you have schizophrenia. Here's the deal, Jeer. Mother is going to come back and spank you. Uncle hates you.
Oh, Jeer.
Comedians react to hot buckets of diarrhea.
It's a new
show.
It's a new video going around.
Dice it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to throw the diarrhea? Oh, yeah, I'm wearing the rhinestone jacket and the gloves. This isn't even going to touch me.
I got news for you. The hammer's coming out.
Eleanor said Dice Man was walking, and I think filming himself as always, and he almost got hit by a car because he was like being careless. She's like, Jesus, you're going to get hit by a car. And he's like, I can't even show that video. You cursed? And she goes, I didn't curse. I didn't swear. No, you put a curse on me. This guy was concerned.
I got to go to the voodoo man now.
He was concerned that she cursed him.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
I got to go to the local shaman. You know, Jeer Blessings. He's going to help me out.
Mom, I got a someone because of the ice machine threw a hot bucket of diarrhea on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Well, you should stay away from him.
Yeah. Befriend him. That's the guy you want on your side.
Mom. So, somebody's been using the microwave to heat up their diarrhea.
Yeah. I'd make sure you don't use it right after him. Let one other guy do it, then you.
Let someone put a burrito in there. Take the stink out.
So somebody now, instead of, it's now frozen diarrhea instead of ice cubes?
You know how they always say, like, oh, like, you have a better chance of winning the lottery. Like, that lady really did just win the diarrhea bucket. There's thousands of people on Hollywood Boulevard.
Hot diarrhea bucket challenge.
I think you think, like, why me? And then there's survivor guilt. Like, you're like, I was walking around there all day. I saw him with the bucket.
I have survivor's guilt because I do drive that way.
Oh, man.
I was never pulled out of my car.
I'm keeping weapons.
I can't tell, though, why this lady wants to keep reliving this horror.
She wants to be known as the diarrhea bucket woman. She's going to get like
the diarrhea queen of Chicago.
TLC may give her a show, like some sort of dating show.
Hey, she's in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, too. You're the diarrhea queen of Chicago.
You're Abe Froman's daughter.
Abe Froman.
Lisa Froman.
Lisa Froman.
You're the diarrhea bucket challenge winner. Dr. Drew lashed out at elected officials for failing to take necessary actions to improve quality of life in L.A. He said they don't care. They'd rather maintain a theology, take money from developers. He said mentally ill people need mandated care.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is this. What do you do? Because...
Yeah, it's a tough issue.
A lot of these people are not going in voluntarily.
Well, then, like, you know, there was that one documentary that you recommended where they gave the homeless guy money and then he just blew it all. Like... So, and a lot of them say, I don't like the pressure of living a normal life.
Dude, I saw an interview where a guy goes, I have an apartment. I live on the street, but it's just filled with, he's a hoarder.
Yeah.
So he filled the apartment and he enjoys living on the street.
So, yeah, some people, they're like, this is like the lifestyle that I prefer. I mean, what do you do for that?
Yeah. So you're schizophrenic.
Yes, I am. You
are.
Yeah. I wasn't ready to talk about it on the show yet, but yes.
So if you're schizophrenic, I mean, I have relatives that are schizophrenic, and they don't like being involuntarily locked up, because I had a relative who was put for like a couple of years in an institution against his will. Didn't turn out well.
When he got out, he wasn't happy to see everybody.
No, he was throwing a bucket of diarrhea on everybody in the family.
Two-year-old. Dr. Drew said everyone suffers because of this foolishness. I'm going to bet that man has a family that would take him back, house him, and treat him, and pay for the treatment.
We put him on the street with his bucket.
Yeah, then the bucket trick got old after a few years.
Bob Eppervaya, he's not going to fucking... You're going to have to lock that guy up then.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to bet, but instead he deteriorates into a monster on the street. That's not who he is. That's what the illness is, left unchecked.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying things that we know. What's the solution, Doc?
Yeah, he's saying mandated care and politicians. But
by the way,
he's saying this from his ivory tower.
From his 80 podcast.
He's like, oh, I don't take Hollywood Boulevard. I live in the hills.
I take a helicopter from place to place.
I'm driven in a fucking... armored Uber SUV.
Also, if I'm mentally ill living on the street, I mean, there are times where I was like, you know, would I want to be institutionalized and just medicated? How are you going to give each of these people individual care?
If you look at the stats, I mean, there's not a lot that I know of diarrhea bucket attacks. So, like, if you look at the number of homeless...
The per capita diarrhea.
It's, you know, you could do an NRA argument where you're like, do we need to take the buckets away?
We give them smaller buckets.
We
less damage. Right now,
background check the people buying buckets.
Dude, this guy right now, this huge bucket he has, this is the AR-15 of buckets of diarrhea. What you need to give him is just a handgun that only holds five rounds.
A little kid's bath pail.
Yeah. Or just a styrofoam cup of diarrhea. Yeah. You throw it on and you go, okay, you got some on my shoes. I'm a little pissed. Everything's cool, though.
You know what? Where this guy could go next is what I fear from Jeer Blessings. You're stuck at a red light. Ooh. He comes up. He's got the squeegee. Squeegees the diarrhea.
Yeah.
All over the windshield. What do? Do you wipe it down with the wipers? Do you?
You take it. You got to go get your car washed right away.
But what if you can't see? Out of the window, you go head out of the window, then get it splashed in your face.
No, the wipers will work.
But then you gotta maybe throw the wipers away.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to throw the wipers away.
You have to get a new car.
That's the problem too in traffic in LA. It's all stop and go, especially at Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, you're at those lights. You're at I've seen guys piss. I saw a guy pissing at
all the time.
I went to Ralph's last night before my spot, the grocery store.
Dumping.
Guy pissing, a guy and his girlfriend had to walk like directly by him. The guy had two different shoes on. He was limping bad. And I saw him say to another homeless guy, I'm like a wheelbarrow with one wheel. And in my head, I'm like, wheelbarrows have one wheel. That's a horrible example.
He's like that. The old two-wheel wheelbarrow.
It's a horrible example.
That's why it's called wheelbarrow, not wheels barrel.
They only somebody say wheels barrel. I tried to get that made, but is that hot diarrhea in there? Can you not throw it on me? Thank you.
Wheels barrel.
Yeah, so I saw him, and I was like, should I correct? I'll let it go.
Yeah, look, there is no epidemic of mass diarrhea, what would you call it? Mass diarrhea dumpings?
Or attacks? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
the mass shooting of diarrhea.
Yeah, and it's, well, so far one victim. I guess we'll keep an eye on it.
You
have a greater chance of, if you own a horse, having your horse fucked, I think, than being the victim of a diarrhea
attack. I agree with that. That seems to be way more common. Yeah. Any animal being that you own being fucked, I think, is way more common.
Higher odds.
Yeah, that's why this lady doesn't have anybody coming out being like, it happened to me too.
No, this isn't a me too. This is a me only.
Yeah.
She should do a hashtag me only.
Me only.
She really is probably the only person in the world.
Me onlys? She should start a shirt. It's called me onlys.
It's a diarrhea proof suit. What if she walks around in a hazmat suit? She's that disturbed.
How many
showers until she felt fairly clean again? Like 50?
I don't think you'd ever feel clean again.
She's forever dirtied. He took her cleanliness.
If you were on a date with the girl and she found out would you have sex with her?
No.
No, even after this is months later.
It could seep into your, could be inside of her body.
What do you think this is like when UFC fighters Vaseline, soak in Vaseline, and then when they sweat it? So you're saying she sweats and you might be a trace of his diarrhea still left?
This
in
is
there?
Like Stranger Things. It gets into, you know, those floating things.
He's
get
definitely
inside
in the upside down bucket world.
Where all of it just pours down on you.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you telling me this? You trying to make me mad? You know I love buckets.
He's not going to like it because
I'm opening a business. I'm going to be a vigilante for tips on Hollywood Bowl. I'm going to whip these guys' asses.
Hey, good luck with that, John. Man.
He told me that me, you, and him should start an ad agency. That's his a new business pitch.
No, he didn't.
I said, John, I think there's no shortage of ad agencies.
I don't have any time. I'm already in the improv group.
I'm already selling sand.
I'm the John Little Improv Group.
I'm opening vending machines.
Yeah, I already got my vending machines going. Why doesn't he start a multi-level marketing company where he can sell his wares and goods to other people and just have them do the pyramid scheme?
He needs to do like a cable access Shark Tank where you bring your business ideas to him and he says whether he wants to do it or not.
It's the Shark Tank.
Speaking of which, I'm going to bring back a Boner City. This is going to put me into a shame coma.
What happened?
It's not my fault. I was talking to John Little about it. I was like, guess what I got to go do when I go home? What do you got to do?
Get the proctologist.
Well, it's close. So my stomach's been bugging me. My doctors wanted me to do some tests. If you don't know, I have a stomach disease called ulcerative colitis, the lesser cousin of Crohn's.
Yeah.
I get asked routinely at doctor's visits, you had any accidents? Which I think you should be legally allowed to be like, have you?
and I think they should have to answer you because it's so humiliating.
Why don't you say, what do you mean by accident?
I had a car accident on the way here.
Yeah,
I didn't shit my pants.
Why don't you stop talking like a fucking child and start talking like a doctor?
Yeah, tell me. I say, you shit your pants? Talk to me like a real person.
Yeah.
I really would be more comfortable. If, like, you shit your pants recently? And I'm like, oh, no, I have not.
Accidents is like, too, you're beating around the bush.
Yeah.
Just get to the nitty-gritty.
And it's always a woman. I have a male doctor, always a woman assistant who comes in and asks me these questions face to face.
I think you should be able to be like, just dudes.
It takes your pride away. Yeah. Like, give me only, I don't care if it's a fucking, the receptionist. Just let me talk to a man.
I've had that where you're
I'm saying, by the way, I don't want this cut out of context. I'm not saying women are unqualified for these positions.
You'd be more comfortable.
Yes.
Talking shit.
It's humiliating.
Talking shit shop with a dude.
So my test came back that they said I have active inflammation right now.
Uh-oh.
And I'm already on pills. And she's like, okay, so we're going to do 14 days of enemas. And I was like, oh boy.
Wait, what?
And so I was like, okay.
14 days?
And I go, what is it? And it's the same thing I take orally. So she's like, sometimes in combination,
it
works better. So,
my God. 14 days of enemas.
So she goes,
you're going to feel amazing, by
the
way.
This is on the phone. And she goes, what at a certain time of the day? And she's like, before bed, it's preferable. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, you know, just, it's the same woman that I always have to deal with. She's like, just think of it like a nice bath before bed. And in my mind, I'm like, what kind of baths are you taking? Things are being shoved in your asshole.
Butthole baths. I was like, are you going to do it in the driveway out here?
Yeah, I do. I do it live on Instagram for followers.
What's your on Periscope?
John Little had a lot. How big is this thing? Show me with your hands.
He loves the minutia of things.
And then he goes, and I go, I don't know, the caps, it's like two. I go, and he goes, you taking the whole, I go, John, I put it in there, I'm not showboating, I'm not taking the whole thing to see if I can do it. He's like, you're not shoving it all in? I go, no, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? How much liquid? I'm like, you want to come over and see it?
All right, how much, I want to see the shit that's coming out.
When I was leaving, I go, you want me to send you a video? No, that's okay. That's okay.
No, I'll just show up live.
Yeah, so, every night, that's a real treat for me.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's already begun.
It's done two nights in.
12 to go.
Yeah, 12 to go.
Jesus.
I mark it on a calendar.
Oh, maybe you feel great, though, probably.
Oh, yeah, I wake up, it's great.
You feel like a new person.
You got to lay down on the ground for 30 minutes so it doesn't leak out when you stand up. It's terrible.
Fuck.
I told Courtney, do not walk out of that door when I'm out here.
You're out here?
Yeah.
Like, are you not in the bathtub?
No. I put a towel down. Nothing's contaminated. Jesus. It's bad.
You're
it's
like,
not good. If you have a stomach disease out there.
What if baby Barb's suddenly like, go away, run.
Don't see me like this.
Don't look at me.
I don't want you to subconsciously remember your father this way.
Don't do it.
Leave me.
God.
Get out of here. It's like Harry and Henderson, leave.
I hate you. Go.
I'd have to give her up for adoption if she saw me like that. She'd never respect me again.
She might not remember it. Or maybe she might go, might be one of her earliest memories.
Baby Barb, I may be getting her to a UFC gym.
Why?
The other day, she bit me hard.
Well, you can't bite in UFC.
Boy, so then I was like, what would any good parent do in this situation? So I bit her. Not super hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to, but I was just to be like, hey, that hurts. Don't do it. She looked at me and she goes, more? And I was like, oh, shit. I can't defeat her.
Good threshold for pain.
I can't defeat this lady.
You got to bite her real hard. I bit my nephew real hard. And he started crying, and he never bit me again.
She bit me hard on the shit. It fucking hurt.
Yeah, I've had that.
We were just like no signs out of nowhere. And I'm like, fuck. I looked down. Like, you just bit me hard.
Yeah. I had my thigh bit. I had my back
bit. She bit my thigh, too.
And I had my stomach bit.
That was when you said you had enough?
Yeah, what's going on
here?
Did
you break skin on him?
No, but I bit him pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
he
bit
cried
her,
and then
I must
never
not have done
again.
It hard enough for her to, or unless she just has an
insane
tolerance.
It wasn't my child, so I really, so I let him have it because I told him and he laughed. You know, he was laughing and he kept biting me. So I go, all right.
Like, all right. Well, let me look around.
We got anything? And I go, hey, you better stop crying.
What do you want? A lollipop? Come on.
Yeah.
Tough enough.
I go, hey, man, it hurts. The problem with the kids is
they don't
as an adult, you know how hard to bite, but.
No, you don't want to
go full bore.
Yeah, they're biting like, she didn't puncture my skin with one of them, but I did have a big bruise.
Yeah. They don't let go either.
Yeah, you got to be like, hey, man. And they like think it's, they don't laugh. Understand. Yeah, they're like, oh, that's a good time.
It's a weird thing that all kids like go straight to biting.
They're all just looking for boundaries.
Yeah.
They're like, well,
here it is. I bite your fucking arm.
What can I do? What can I do here without repercussions?
Boundary number one.
And really, kids have the ultimate power. Like they can do really anything to you, and you can't do anything.
That's why you
back.
Can't let them know how much power they have.
Yeah, you're just
especially now. Jesus, they found out you're biting your kid. They'd be like, "Yeah, taking him away."
Yeah. By the way, that's all for satire. Yeah,
this is all allegedly.
Yeah, it's all satirical. I don't even have a kid.
Yeah, it's all made.
try pinning this on me. Did you and Shafe see the football player who swung a helmet at another man's head?
Yeah.
You could have killed him if you hit him with the top of it.
I know. I appreciate the guy goes, I fucked. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. I fucked up and I deserved to be punished.
Came out today after the fact. He's never brought this up. He's saying he was called the N-bomb during the exchange by the white quarterback. Interesting how he never said this leading up to this at any point. He apologized, didn't mention this.
I'm losing respect now.
It's an interesting post-strategy. Somebody may have been like, hey, you know what'll lessen this a little bit?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And what's that guy saying?
Who, the quarterback?
Yeah.
His lawyer was like, this is defamation. He didn't say that. He vehemently denies this. This is a lie.
He already lawyered up. I like it. He's like,
yeah, he's
fuck,
like,
yeah.
Fuck this, man. Like, yeah, that's this is my reputation.
Dude, he hit him in the helmet, and then I don't know. Maybe he said, I don't know.
Maybe he did, but it just seems odd that you would apologize and not bring that up. But it seems like that would be the first thing you would say.
Yeah, be like, I did it because he did this.
Yeah. Like, yes, it was wrong, but he called me this name. That
if it didn't happen, what a weird fucking move.
And that should be severe. I think, like, when you falsely accuse someone of a crime and it's proven false, you should have to do that amount of time that they could get.
Did you see that chick that accused those two dudes? They lost their fucking football scholarships.
Of
two
what,
black
rape?
Dudes of rape.
She should have to do
smirking in the courtroom when the judge was like, "You're going to jail for like a year."
She should have to do the time. I think
she should get double the time
and diarrhea buckets.
Yeah, diarrhea
buckets. Daily.
Dude, speaking of lunatic, you see Bob Eppervai without his shirt on?
He's shredded.
Shredded. He's even got those fucking.
Well,
he's like 70.
Dude, he's like weighs like 80 pounds.
He's right still, now. Though, he has those.
He's the D'Angelo line.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Bob Eppervai is. He closes the potluck open mic version of the Comedy Store every night. Last like 30, whatever, 40 years.
And he has mental. Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
I told Eleanor she blew it.
He did? Oh, you
she
did.
She blew it.
Because he asked,
her on a date.
But told her she was second pick. He had somebody else in mind who couldn't make it.
Yeah. And also when he talks to her, he pulls his, because he's a big old hog.
Yeah.
And he pulls his pants real tight so that she can see the outline of his hog.
He shows it down the leg.
Eleanor, very nice to see you. Very nice to see you.
He talks, it's a similar impression to Ari.
Yeah. He Ari is a little like that.
He's going to turn into Bob Eppervai.
He could. It's not that far off.
Bob, he also walks like 50 miles like from the bus to the comedy.
But he actually had like, he was one of those naturally shredded dudes. Like you can see.
He played NYU basketball with Bill Bradley, former, what was he, a senator?
No, wait. It was, what's his name? Pataki.
No, it was Bill Bradley, I thought.
Oh, I thought also Pataki or something.
Was this like a politician's team? Bill Clinton was their point guard.
Hillary Clinton was sucking their dicks after the game.
Hillary Clinton was a great blowjob?
I haven't seen Bob and do comedy in a long time. Is he doing,
I haven't seen him do comedy.
Is he doing Donald Trump material? Because he used to do all George W. Bush material.
No, I haven't seen him either. But Damon Wayans is like, is that a... Eppervai's or Eppervuro's, or I go, Bob Eppervai? Yeah. Oh, he's still around. He's like, no shit.
I was a huge fan.
Everybody knows.
I've been trying to put him on a show for years.
Everybody knows that guy.
Oh, if you've been there, you've seen
he's
Bob.
Been there for 40 years.
If you've
years.
Been there and you were around there late at night, you've definitely seen Bob.
40 fucking years.
And he lives like a long way away by bus. Yeah. And he makes
he's
it there.
He's committed to the craft of comedy.
Every week. And he does the same act verbatim every night.
Help, help,
I remember
help.
Tom Morris would sing those songs with him so seriously. Yeah. Like,
but seriously.
Yeah, like loved
we
it.
Were mocking it.
And yeah, Tom loved it.
Nothing better
hey,
than...
Hey, Robert!
He hated porno sounds.
Yes.
He would play porno sounds. He'd be like,
Mark Hatchell would cook up... audio CDs
like with crazy
what would you call it? It's
Fat Hatchel.
No, the sound the
Oh, well, it's vibrational battery.
But he was like, it's a like something sound machine that they.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like it was like some name he had.
He thought we were trying to make him sterile.
Yeah, because I mean, he needs to reproduce.
Yeah, well, he wants to. He would get boners on stage.
We did see that.
Super good because he had a big old hog.
Comedy Store
big
waitress
old boners in his
got
slacks.
Him excited. We saw it rise up in the in the khakis.
Yeah, really did get a good rise.
If you ever go to the Comedy Store and you want to see who we're talking about, it's Monday nights. Stay till the very end of the show.
Used to be Sundays and Mondays
and Tuesdays.
Yeah, he's
back way back.
He's down to one time a week.
You know who I saw online, and I was shocked because I hadn't heard this person's name in years. Ew. Christy Miller.
Oh yeah, I've heard. Yeah, Eleanor.
She got jumped on the subway in New York.
Oh really?
May have been a similar homeless attack.
Man, she didn't get diarrhea.
She was a comedy like Dave Meshevitz, similar era.
Yeah.
She used to host the open mic back when we were there. She'd wear leather pants. But I'm sweating up here. My pussy. She was some filth talk.
She said, She thought she was having a threesome with two dudes in her car. It turns out she was just jerking off her parking brake and sucking this stick shift.
It was
a classic bit.
It was a dirty act. She's like a bodybuilder.
Nice. I've seen Eleanor showed me. She's
in New York.
Jacked.
Yeah. I steer clear of her. She could body slam me easily.
Yeah.
I like the muscle tone. like a woman that can dominate me.
Hey, Christy. Nice to see you. Want to go haze some pledges?
Let's wrap this thing up.
What can you say the fraternity's name or no?
Oh yeah, it's was Sigma Nu.
Oh, the Sigma News.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, I told him. I said we're definitely going to be fucking bringing this up. Sigma Nu.
Are they going to listen to this podcast?
Nah, probably not.
They're big game hunting.
Yeah.
The Rogans of the world.
They're going with the most well known guy. Okay. They were loving. I was fucking with some guy. That second show was not a good show for either of us. It was fine, but they were loving that I was just kept fucking with this one guy. So I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Did any of them have any like aspirations to do stand up or anything?
No. Like they all seemed like
pretty normal.
Yeah, like they're all like, you know, I'm going to school for this. I'm whatever accounting and stuff like that.
All right, guys, what do you want to do for a living? Okay, that's a good fit for you.
Ari and I, when we were leaving,
career
we were
advisor.
Like, just kept talking, like, what? Like, it would have been like a 4-hour conversation to give them how life really is and how, what you really should be focusing on.
And, well, also, you're talking to people with very different life views than probably the two of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, these guys are probably way more PC.
Yeah. This guy, though, I will say that the house, when I took a piss, this guy had the largest water tank attached to the toilet I've ever seen in my life. It was triple the size of a regular tank.
What was it for? Just like huge shits?
He said it was built a long time ago. And I was like, were people taking huge dumps? Like, why would you need... Dude, I'm telling you, if the regular thing of water does like 3 gallons, this must have been 12 gallons.
Jesus.
It was the biggest tank. I mean, it's almost like they had an extension put on this fucking tank. It was crazy.
John Little
should have taken a picture.
John Little needs that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he swimming it?
Dude, you flush it off? And he just keep the water goes for like a minute and a half flushing down.
What the hell?
They don't have a water shortage in Michigan.
Well, I guess that's maybe why the water's bad. Maybe they're too concentrated on the toilet water.
On the fish tank.
Where is Michigan State? What city?
Lansing. East okay. Lansing.
Yeah, I was asking, actually. I talked to Don Betwer. I was talking to him about Michigan last night, actually. He said he's like 30 minutes away from Michigan State.
Yeah, we went through...
Saginaw.
Yeah, we went through there. All the kids that were walking on the campus, I was like, you don't look 18, you look like you're 12 to me now.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even like the seniors, you're like, you look like fucking babies.
Yeah, there was guys in there that were 22, and I was like, you guys all look...
You got a lot
of
time.
But they all looked alike, too. I always like the fraternity, like joining a fraternity is basically, it's an odd thing because all you're doing, you're joining a place where you're like, this will guarantee that I have friends.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's all it is. It's just a friendship guarantee where these guys will never leave me. As opposed to you just go out and make friends.
Yeah.
And no, not have a fraternity.
In hindsight, you have to go through a lot of bullshit for that social group.
And all they want are like-minded people. They're like, we want friends just like us.
Built in, like, oh, I can go to this party because yeah. I'm affiliated with this.
Yeah, they kept talking about some party they were having with some other. Like, yeah,
we do fucking that. You guys should have been here next week. The big foam party.
I was like, no.
Was there fraternity dirty? A lot of those are filthy.
Oh, dude, Ari walked in. He's like, oh, it just has that fraternity smell. Like, he's like, as soon as you walked in, like, you knew you were in a fraternity. It just smelled like a bunch of dudes living together. And like, they had, I had to take a piss. And there's only one toilet in this house that is in one dude's room. And it was just fucking trash.
There was one bathroom?
Well, maybe there was one upstairs, but on the ground floor, jeez, there was only...
someone's going to lose their shit.
I know. I was like, who lives in this room? They're like, oh, yeah, you walk through, it's trying to sleep.
That's a bad room.
Terrible room.
Like, you could be fucking. You're like, I got to piss, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was terrible. Yeah, it smelled horrendous. It was a dump.
Dirty floor.
Shit everywhere.
Sticky.
It was everything that you remember from going into fraternities.
They don't care. They just spill their beers. It's not like it's your own person. Like, you live there, but temporarily.
Oh, the window was broken.
Well, like, open?
They had plastic over it because they hadn't got it fixed. Yeah. It was...
They needed to reach out to the national chapter.
Yeah, I
know. I saw... What school was it? Some school shut down. I think Syracuse. All fraternity. Like... I think a couple of fraternities were doing like severely anti-Semitic and racist shit. And then I think there's been some deaths, of course, at a couple.
These guys said they don't haze as hard as used to.
Except for when Ari's in town.
By the way, you know, I'm just saying, they're not hazing.
Yeah.
Sigma Nu's not hazing.
They're Jenna hazing.
Yeah, they're not hazing.
You know who loves Jenna Hayes?
Who?
The milkman.
Oh, does he? She doesn't even do porn anymore.
He says that's like his celebrity. Like, he and his wife have like one.
Jenna
Hayes.
She's like 40 now.
He's into it.
Oh, because I don't think she does porn anymore.
Maybe that's what he loves. She's gone legit.
She has the fucked up teeth.
She could raise my kids.
What about Taylor Rain? She's like a better looking version of Jenna Hayes.
You're going to be with him tomorrow. Start picking his brain.
Okay, look. What about Taylor Rain? Really? You're going to go Taylor Rain on me?
Show me her.
She doesn't do porn anymore either.
You got a good point here.
I think that chick does real estate now. Tough transition to get out of.
What about the lady with huge boobies? I forget her name. She had real tits. I forget her name. She was like a big...
Oh, you're talking about the chick?
She kind of started going bald later.
She had fucked up teeth?
I think so, yeah.
Stormy Daniels?
Not her.
Oh, no.
She's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels.
I don't know who...
I forget her name. Well, she was big for a while.
But boy, those college guys, it almost seemed like Artie and I were partying harder than those guys.
Really?
Just because we were high. Like, a lot of those days, we just get high and fucking, I don't know. It just seemed like we were like partying harder.
You guys are like, come on, guys, let's go. And they're like, I don't really feel it.
We're just like smoking multiple joints because there's nothing happening.
Yeah, we're bored. Boring. Get your face. Get down, you piece of shit. Fucking Ari.
All right.
Are you is that your last gig with Ari for a little bit?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
So now your
problem with Ari is he's like, what are you doing in 4 hours? Nothing. Okay. You have a ticket, come out here. No, that was
try any antics on you, any trying to duty in front of you or
no. We were together like so long, so much that like that wasn't I kept doing the heated seat thing to him. It was driving him crazy. I would turn on his heated seats.
In the rental?
Yeah, and he wouldn't know it. And then he'd be like, God damn it. My fucking ass is sweating. real road tomfoolery.
He had to change his ass tampon.
Yeah.
He's sweating through it because of you.
I'm trying to think if there was any. No, there's no duty play.
I should give him some of my enemas.
Yeah, he would love them. No, it was pretty like
John Little should do his trick on him, pull out a bloody $20 bill. That could only be from me.
Dude, I was shitting my pants the day of the Vic show because we had eaten at a really nice place and like I don't know if I'm just not used to like heavy foods. I shit my head. And I was like, are you shitting your pants, Ari? He's like, no, I got it plugged up pretty good.
Oh, so bad.
Dude, I went running along the lake. It was 33 degrees. All I had was shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh.
I didn't bring anything else, but I loved it because I've gone cold now. I'm all cold. I take cold showers.
You're DeWitt. That's an Andrew DeWitt move.
And I only go, but he does hot and cold.
Yeah, he does that Swedish thing.
I only do hot, cold And I go outside in the cold, and I don't. It's my thing.
You're like those guys who hike like the mountains, with like in boxers and no shoes.
Like what is that? Wim Hof.
That's who DeWitt always tweets about.
That guy goes like mountain climbing in his tighty whities.
DeWitt's going to his summer camp.
Is he?
To learn on.
He has those seminars.
I wouldn't be shocked if he would.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't. I was. I would not either. It's like, it sounds like something that we
and
do.
And he's like, he loves ass eating. It's a great fit. What if he hated ass eating and DeWitt's like, I'm sorry, I can't be here. I don't believe in this.
Does he? Yeah.
He's like, if you want a healthy life, you can't do that.
You can't eat shit.
Well, that's what Little was telling me about the animals. He's like, so you're struggling taking this thing. DeWitt, he's telling us on the podcast, on Beach Cops, he's taking fucking.
Oh, he's taking the dildo in the ass.
He's like, imagine that.
He can't get it. He can't wrap his head around it for some reason. Like, it doesn't seem it's not a big deal to me. I was like, all right.
Yeah, John does it.
Dude, what you really should be doing is saving up all these enemas in a bucket.
Yeah. That's what
selling it to homeless people.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, you'd be their supplier.
I'm going to be walking around.
Hot buckets of diarrhea.
I'm going to trade buckets for like, you know, I'll trade you one roller skate. What if Boone brings a bucket to the store? Oh, that'd be dangerous.
And pours it on Tony Click-Clack?
Oh, gee.
By the way, sorry if you're not into diarrhea talk. This is a rough episode for you.
Yeah. Did you see the someone left this review? They said, new female fan alert. And I found this on my own, not because my boyfriend made me, taking shots at other people.
Oh, shit.
Did you meet, I think, is it Lena or Lana in San Jose? She and her boy toy went up there.
Oh, yeah. They gave us a package.
She's coming to see you in San Jose this week.
We actually used that package, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can take another package.
Okay.
Because we drove back.
Is it the husband's package?
We drove back. If we're driving... You can take with you these goods and then you can utilize them.
You're talking about cupcakes.
But flying, you can't.
It's a different story.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Renazizi's got a big gaping asshole. You can shove it up there.
Yeah. Hey.
I'll take it.
Take more stuff.
Yeah.
More can go in. Keep going.
You have another package?
Yeah.
Fill it to the brim. This is like a milking.
I'm one of those mules up in the mountains of Peru. Reverse, you can load me up deep.
Reverse milk me. So yeah, they said they'll see you again. You're going to Brian again. Brian's said he may have another manuscript.
I saw that he's sifting through episodes right now.
This guy is nonstop.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
You're going to have another script on your hands.
Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah, yeah. I look forward to seeing all of them.
Yeah. The staff's like, we'll see you. And they tell you they see you in a week. They know you're coming back.
Yeah, I told them all. So I see you in 2 weeks.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
He's coming back. All right, everybody. Check out that Manscaped. It's the holidays. If you have a boyfriend, even if you have a girlfriend, just buy it and then put her name on it for yourself.
Oh, by the way.
It's a perfect gift for like a secret Santa.
Absolutely.
Say your boss. You're like, hey, man, I've seen your big hairy pubes through your suit pants.
Yeah.
So here you go.
By the way, Ari hates to eat. Sometimes we went 24 hours without a meal.
Was he intermittent fasting? Or is he just back to manorexia?
Dude, I went down to Cincinnati. I hadn't eaten since 3:30 in the morning. And we went down to Cincinnati, and the show was at 7, and he performed. He did an hour and a half with no food in his system. And I had to eat immediately after. Now he drinks coffee and then
no food.
And he's like, I don't really like breakfast, but I was like, dude, we haven't eaten twice. We didn't eat for 24 hours.
He's a very thin man.
I know.
Does he just not need food or he?
I mean, when he eats, like we eat nice stuff, but like I was like, dude, I have to eat like all the time.
Yeah.
So then I was just getting delirious, which actually was better for the comedy because I didn't give a fuck.
Old Shafe, guy's on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
Until they legalize mushrooms and they legalize them in Denver. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard. But you can't buy them yet.
What can
but
you
they're
do
legal.
With them?
I think they're going to start doing the. You know how they legalized weed,
you
but they didn't
have
stores.
You find them on the street. Look at this.
I think if you have them, like you can grow them or something.
Huh.
Some guy was talking. He was like, oh, it's super easy to grow them. And I was like,
okay. Is Ari loving it?
I want to buy them from a reputable source.
Like MedMen?
Is that who?
That's the weed stores.
Oh, do they do mushrooms now?
I'm saying if somebody's going to get into it, we should. That could be like if you think the law is going to pass.
Yeah,
you
get in now.
Yeah, like you make a ton of money.
Also,
I don't think it'll be as popular as
a lot of guys did that with weed, and then it didn't go for years, and they were fucking went bust.
Yeah, 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 you had to time it just it's right.
Timing.
Oh, maybe we'll Ari will open one.
But what would he call it? It's Shroomfest.
Shafir's. Shafir's treats. I don't know.
Fruman? I don't know. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, guys. Take your sleazy. Have a good Thanksgiving. It's this, they're, it's this
oh, yeah.
week,
Happy
right?
Thanksgiving.
If you're an American. If you're not, you know, just enjoy your week yeah. in general.
Okay.
Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed, Danish and O'Neill's a beef.
Anybody see Richie?
Fuck you.
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?